Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jay Holiday is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his new album he released this year, Guilty Conscience, but also the singles that are getting a lot of attention, including the new one, Incredible. We're also going to talk about what it's been like for him to hear from his fans about the music and what he hopes you take away from the new project as well. Jay, hello to you, and welcome to the program, man.
Hey, man, what's good, bro? How you been?
Hey, doing really good. Congratulations again to you on the album, Guilty Conscience. You know, I think one of the things that surprised a lot of people that they didn't realize it had been so long since the last project, almost 5 years. What has it been like for you to be able to see the way that people are responding to the album?
Actually, man, it feels great because by me being gone for so long, you know, it seemed like people started to, you know how it is, it's like out of sight, out of mind. It's like people started to kind of lose faith, you know, and because they knew that I did good music, but I don't think that they understood what exactly I was going through. So to get the response from them, you know, I kept telling them the wait is going to be well worth it, it's going to be well worth it. And, you know, of course, that only goes but so far, you know what I mean, until
they actually
have a product to put in their hand, you know. So with them now having the product to put in their hand and they can hear it, I've gotten nothing but great responses. I think I did something that's relatable to the fans and the people and, you know, the masses of, you know, just relationships and love and stuff. So I've gotten a lot of great feedback.
Now, I have to tell you, you know, I've been a fan of yours for quite some time, Jay. What I think is so great about this project, and a friend and I were talking about this, you give the guys something that we can say, but then, of course, you give the ladies something that they can feel. Do you think that is part of the gift that you have, being able to really have something for everybody?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you this. I do think that that's a part of, you know, the gift that I was given and being able to just be an artist and put my music out there and people like it. But we wanted to make sure that because I was gone so long, because it was kind of like the first album was for everybody, the second album was more geared towards the ladies. So, you know, the fellas, like all my fans that were fellas was like, man, yo, you forgot about us and this and that. And it was like, no, I didn't forget about you. I just had to kind of clean up my act, you know, for the politics side of it, you know.
Gotcha.
But then it was like when I did the politics thing, everybody was like, no, we loved you for being you. And that's what kind of made me realize that, you know what, just be me as an artist and keep doing what I do and everything it'll work out, you know. And I feel like that this album is definitely geared towards both. I wanted to make sure that the ladies had something to say and the fellas had something to say, you know, whether it be positive or negative. You know, it's, you know, if you heard the song, it's kind of like, it's not all great stuff as far as what I'm talking about, but I feel like, you know, it still brings a part of relativity to the game, you know what I mean?
Right. You know, it's interesting that you should, and I'm kind of surprised, I have to say, that you would say that it's not all great. So, you know what I think it is, though, Jay? It's all real. And I think that is what people have gotten to know from you and to expect from you, is that you're talking about real situations, whether it's a song like Wrong Turn, where you have two situations, you're trying to figure, okay, where am I going to go? And then you realize along the way you made the wrong decision, you know, what you should have done. You know, or a song, you know, like Incredible, you know, where you're able, you know, to have this, you know, this celebration, you know, of that special someone. Let's go back a little bit, because this is your first time on our program. You know, we're all about passion here, and people pursuing their passion and getting to know when they first discover what their passion is. When did you know that it was, because I called it a gift, but when did you know that you had been given a gift in music?
Well, honestly, I've been singing. It's so funny that you asked me that, because it's such a difference in understanding of what that is. And I've been singing pretty much all my life. But for me, it was something that I could do. You know, when you're 9 and 10 years old, you don't really know how good you are. You know, you're just kind of like,
right,
I'm singing, you know what I mean? I had cousins exploiting me and stuff like that, you know. But As I got older and as I started to come into my own as far as an artist and what I wanted to talk about and what I wanted the fans to take away from my music, I started to realize that, you know what, I have a chance in actually making a difference. And the only reason why I say that is because Back of My Life, which was my first album, you know, and Back of My Life, which was a song on the album, somebody came up to me one time and they told me this album kept me from committing suicide. So it's like, you know, that's the kind of impact I want to have. You know, I don't want to have the kind of impact where it's just like, oh, did you hear what Jay said? Jay said it, so it's cool. I want you to understand that I understand what life is and I understand how the struggle is. And, you know, I just wanted people to understand that past being an artist, I'm a person first, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it's funny you mentioned Back of My Lack. I mean, of course, you know, you think about that, you know, again, it's hard to believe it's been 2008. You know, of course, you know, you have gotten older. But something that I heard you say recently, and I'm, you know, curious is, you know, if you would talk about this a little bit, because there is a difference in getting older and being more mature. I think one thing that people have said about Guilty Conscience, it really shows a more mature side of you as an individual. Do you agree with that? Do you think this album does show that maturity?
Definitely. I think something that men should be proud of is the fact that, you know, we are men and we're looked at as being the providers and the people that take care of what's supposed to happen. And, you know, when we make dumb decisions and we mess up, you know, we're not so fast to accept it and show responsibility for it. So I definitely think that the maturity shows, because, you know, for men, it's kind of hard for us to really accept responsibility for when we mess up, you know.
Right, exactly. And I think you're showing that it definitely is a sign of maturity to be able to do that. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking to singing sensation Jay Holiday today on the program. He's celebrating, of course, the release this year of his album, Guilty Conscience. The single you guys will be hearing here in a moment is incredible, but we've been talking to him not only about the journey to getting here, but also recognizing the gift. So let's talk about success for a moment, because it seems like right out of the gate, Jay, you know, you became one of the it guys to go to for music. I mean, how did you adjust to that? How did you adjust to not only having the success of people, as far as people knowing who you are, but not forgetting who you were along the way?
It's funny that you said it like that. What's crazy about that is I'm still adjusting. You know, it's kind of hard to have songs like that and Suffocate. Big shout out to The Dream. For, you know, giving me that opportunity to put those songs on record, you know. But it's weird because I'm still adjusting, you know. I never got into it for the fame, so it's kind of people are always like, "Yo, anybody ever told you who you look like?" Because I've been gone for so long, you know. They're like, "Has anybody ever told you who you look like?" And for me, it's just kind of like I get that all the time. But yes, it's me. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of hard because I don't want to be that guy that comes off like an a-hole. You know what I mean? I always wanted to just put my music out, and either you like it or you don't. Either way, I'm still going to just do me, and it's kind of hard adjusting to not being fame thirsty, you know, because I've never been fame thirsty. So, you know, a lot of artists, they want the fame, you know, and they love for people to recognize them and see who they are and stuff like that. And the biggest part of adjusting is just the fact that I am noticed, and it's just kind of having to accept that, you know, having to accept that I'm going to get the good comments and I'm going to get the bad comments, you know, and some people can't take that.
Exactly. They can't. And along the way, not only do you get the fame, Jay, but you also get, you know, the idea of people want to be like you. People want to, you know, to have either the success or to have the notoriety or to have their talent recognized. Was the title of role model something that you aspired to be? And, I mean, whether you did or not, you are. And has that been difficult to adjust to?
As far as role model, well, I was raised by my mom, which was, I'm probably sure it was extremely hard for her, but, you know, for her to raise a man, which I feel like I've come into my manhood as far as, you know, knowing my responsibilities and accepting what I need to do, it's, man, it's just a weird situation because it's a catch-22. Well, it's a catch-22 for me, you know, just because, like I said, it's, I never got into it for the fame. I just wanted to do music and give people situations and things to talk about and conversation pieces that weren't negative, you know. Like, even if you might hear a song like Guilty Conscience, and, of course, I'm the guy that's like, oh, my God, where are you going? What are you doing? But it's me telling you that maybe I feel like this because of the things that I've done in my past. So it's easier, but it's still hard, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it's
yeah,
easier
definitely.
Because people are starting to gravitate towards who I am, which I think that's what a lot of people are like. We don't know who Jay Holiday is. And I think that this album is kind of helping them understand that. Yes, I'm an artist. Yes, I've lived a lifestyle. I've done my dirt. But, yes, I'm still conscious of what I'm supposed to take responsibility for.
Right. And I think that in itself, for me, Jay, is a sign of you know being a man, being able to accept you know what you've done, who you are, and being willing to move on and not being defined by it. And I think that is the big key for all of us. Jay, you know, for those who haven't heard the single, I want them to hear the single Incredible. But also when we come back, I want to talk about, I saw you posted, I think it was just a couple of days ago, about a documentary as well. We're going to talk about that and how our listeners can stay in contact with you about it, okay?
Definitely.
All right. Here is Jay Holiday, Incredible, from the new project that's available right now, Guilty Conscience. Stay with us. We'll be back with more Conversations Live.
Girl, you're the crazy, yeah, that a man could ever ask for, yeah. Baby, you got style, you got class. Girl, you make it look so easy, yeah. Ooh. Got every woman wanting to be like you. You're first to death every night, girl.
That was Jay Holiday with Incredible from his album Guilty Conscience. That's available right now. We've been talking to Jay not only about the album but about this process, what it's been like for him to be able to share with his fans, and then, of course, to see the way that his fans, you know, are responding. You know, part of this conversation already, we talked about this journey for him, what it's been like for him to not only to do what he loves but also being able to manage that with success and everything else that he has going on. And I think one of the great things that Jay shared with us here is the importance of being able to grow into himself, to knowing who he is, and then, of course, to be able to recognize what it means, you know, to be a man, as he said. You know, that's one of the things that he's been able to do as he's been able to mature, as well as being able to share his music with all of us. Jay, you know, I mentioned that, you know, there is, just a couple of days ago, it was posted about there's going to be a documentary for Guilty Conscience. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, well, really what it does is just shows that, well, we're going to put out a couple, like, little commercials and little spots for it, but basically it just shows my journey from my last album, well, actually from all of my albums up to now, just, you know, being on the road and just showing me in my regularness, you know what I mean, if that's a word.
You know what I mean?
It's just, I think one of the biggest things is because I've never really been into the thing. I've never really been like, look at me, look at me. So a lot of people have said they don't know who Jay Holiday is. And, you know, so we're kind of putting that out to let you see me in my funny moments. Let you see me, you know, just being me, you know. So when we say documentary, like, we're going to do a few things, you know, as far as documentary is a concern, just showing you just who I am, stuff like that. And Guilty Conscience is one of them. And it's just kind of like showing you the journey up to this, because a lot of people have failed to realize that music and the entertainment industry is still, at the end of the day, it's a job. It's
right.
Something that we do for a living to make a means, you know what I mean? And they fail to realize that just because I'm an artist and I have a song out doesn't mean, like, I'm any better than you or my life is any better than yours, you know what I mean? And it's just kind of showing that, like, showing the good times, showing the bad times, stuff like that, you know?
All right, so definitely something for us to look forward to. Jay, his album is available right now. Again, it's called Guilty Conscience. That single you guys heard here is incredible. The single that we actually played here just a couple months ago was After We. It also is on that project as well. You guys can get it wherever you buy your music online, iTunes, or either through our partner at Amazon.com. You guys can find it there. Jay is also all over social media, so you can find him at Facebook.com/Jay Holiday, as well as you can find him on Twitter as well, at Twitter.com/KingJayHoliday is where you guys can find him there. Jay, man, I really appreciate the time. I know you have a lot going on. We appreciate you stopping by to our various platforms here. One last question I have for you. I try to ask this question of everybody because I think we all have something to add when it comes to pursuing our passion and chasing the dream. Based on what you've experienced, based on what you've been able to do in your life, you know, professionally, what advice do you give to people about the importance of not only recognizing their passion, but pursuing that passion?
Oh, man. The first thing is if you have a passion for anything, pursue it. You know, it's just kind of like you really won't know what you're dealing with until you're in it. You have to study it.
Right.
You have to live it. You have to breathe it. You know what I mean? You have to almost, it consumes your life, you know.
Right.
And if you're one of those super family oriented, and we eat dinner on Sunday, every Sunday, this might not be the place for you, you know, because you just may not get a chance to do that, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's one thing. And then on top of that, know your craft, do your research. If there's somebody that you look up to, make sure that you know what they were about, you know. Make sure you have a good team. Make sure that the people that you hire to love, support, and be there for you are there for you, you know. It's just, I guess it's just awareness, you know what I mean? That's my biggest advice, is just awareness of what you're dealing with. You know, it's like if you go do an interview for a job, you kind of know what that job entails, you know, but everybody thinks that, you know, if you come and be an entertainer, that they know what the job entails, and I don't really think that they know what it takes to do this, you know, and to actually
right.
try to do it in a way where you have longevity, you know, because sometimes it might just come to you, and sometimes you might have to really work for it. You know, longevity doesn't just come. It's something that's, you know, to each his own, you know what I mean? So, I mean, my biggest, I guess my biggest advice would be love it. Make sure that you get your skin tough, have tough skin, and just be ready for the fight, because it's a fight.
There you go. And you're hearing it from someone who knows firsthand. J-Man, continue blessings to you, man. Keep on sharing the gift and inspiring people along the way. And we look forward to staying in contact with you, man.
Oh, man. And as soon as I got some more new stuff, I'm definitely coming right back.
All right, man. We'll definitely look forward to that. Again, everyone, Jay Holiday has been our guest. Make sure you guys are staying in contact with the man. Over a million people have liked his Facebook fan page. Hopefully you're one of them. You can go to Facebook.com/Jay Holiday and also follow him on Twitter again at Twitter.com/King Jay Holiday is where you guys can find him there. And don't forget, pick up that album, Guilty Conscience, available right now on iTunes as well as through our partner at Amazon.com. If you guys came in late and missed part of this broadcast, either on the radio side or online, don't worry. Thanks to our friends at Blog Talk Radio as well as DC Now Radio, you guys can catch the podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, we've already posted the link and also tagged Jay as well. So you can go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb or facebook.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons that you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live this afternoon. You all make it a great one.